Life Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. Today is the 11th of November, the day we customarily honor the people who have served in the armed forces, veterans of war and peacetime service. For almost a decade, a group of volunteers has undertaken the task of allowing veterans of World War II to visit the Washington, D.C. monument honoring their sacrifice. Since its inception, the Stars and Stripes Honor Flight has flown more than 5,000 veterans from around Wisconsin to Washington. It's a moving experience for the veterans and for the friends and family who welcome them back at the end of the day. The full experience is captured in a new book of photographs called Honor Flight, A Visual Journey. Honor Flight founder Joe Dean joins us, along with photographer Courtney Lutz, book editor Renee Riddle, and Dan Buttrey, president of Fisher House Wisconsin, which shares in the proceeds from the book. Welcome to all of you.
Mitch, great to be here. Thanks. Good to see you again.
I think people appreciate the concepts of the honor flights, what they set out to do and what they accomplish. But do you think – is there an untold story of the honor flights that this book can help tell?
Wow. There's so many untold stories, Mitch. We were recently with a survivor of the USS Indianapolis, and it's a long story. But of the 1,200 men on board, 900 made it into the water. And after 4 days and nights of essentially shark attacks, 317 came out, and we met one of those heroes at a recent Honor Flight event. And after he told our story and we thanked him for his service, he said, you know, I think about those guys every single day. And he shook my hand and he said, but you know what? Freedom is worth it, isn't it? So that's kind of what we feel at Honor Flight. We're losing these heroes, 900 every single day, and we believe deep in our souls that freedom is worth it, and we need to do everything we can to thank them and honor them.
And I think the beauty of a photography book is to really capture those unseen moments that may slip by. Honor Flight is about a big homecoming, a big send-off, and a lot of people have seen and experienced that in Milwaukee. But what a still image does is it captures those quiet moments of reflection where our veterans are just staring at the memorial, holding hands with one of their escorts or guardians. And from the power of that image, you really get a moment of what they're thinking about, what they're remembering that happened to them 70 years ago, and how these trips bring back those memories for them.
And as the photographer, it must be a delicate balance between wanting to depict these very personal moments but not wanting to intrude on them. Did you worry ever that the lens is intruding on those moments?
No, not at all. I think that there's so many times throughout the day that we can be right next to the veterans, and they're very welcoming and thankful that we're there capturing the homecomings.
Yeah, and I think because Courtney and her team are with us from early in the morning, this day starts at 4:30 in the morning, and, you know, it's going through this big experience together. We're on a plane, we're waiting in lines, we're on the bus, and there's a rapport that develops throughout the day. So really by the middle of the day and by the end of the day, they feel like they are really good friends with the photographers who come with us.
Mitch, one of the things – I mean, we're so pleased to be partnered with Visual Image Photography, Courtney and her team. You really recognize when somebody's heart is in these pictures. And this book is a work of art and a labor of love from the people at VIP. And one of the things we learned along this journey through these pictures particularly was that as important as it was to thank these veterans, that we better never wait 70 years to thank them again. And that's one of the reasons we're so pleased to be partnered with the Fisher House right here in Wisconsin.
Well, right. And so why does Fisher House feel that it's important to be a partner with the Honor Flight?
Earlier this year, Joe and Renee reached out to us and said, look, we have to do our mission. We're going to continue the mission with Honor Flight. But we understand the pressing need in Milwaukee for the construction of the first Fisher House in the state of Wisconsin for these current veterans. Well, correction on that, all generations of veterans. And so it's not only the current combat soldier who's coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, but it's also the World War II, Korean, Vietnam veterans who are being treated at the Milwaukee VA. And so it really was a way to bridge the gap of generations between both organizations, but also to deal with a more immediate and pressing need that is currently serving a cause and a mission for our current military and veterans.
Now, you mentioned these really kind of solemn moments along the way, and I'm sure they're really happening all the time. But one of the things that struck me in looking at many of the pictures is that while it is a solemn occasion, at its heart, many, many of the veterans that you're bringing to Washington look like they're having a terrific time.
That's the best part of the day, are the surprises from when they are getting to the airport in the morning and there's people there welcoming them and helping them. And then they get to Dulles and there's a huge crowd at Dulles. And it just keeps happening. Even at the World War II Memorial, people, random strangers will come up to them and greet them and thank them. And those are the special moments and those are the happy moments and all the way to the end of the day.
Some of them look like they're really hamming it up.
They do. You're going to see a lot of smiles with each page turn in this book. I think some of the most powerful images, too, are the ones that connect the generations. There are so many kids and young people who are really, really connecting to this greatest generation. And to see the signs and the hugs and the tears that they have for these heroes, it's really overwhelming. And we can't totally explain it at Honor Flight, but it's amazing that through the power of the lens, we've been able to capture it.
So many of these veterans have never talked about their experience before. And they join us on an honor flight, and it becomes this fountain of youth where they really revert back to the 18, 19, 20-year-olds they were when they defended this nation. And we find that that's very cathartic. They begin sharing stories first with each other, and then ultimately we hear from their families that when they get home, most of them for the first time in their lives begin to also share their stories with family members.
Well, and it seems remarkable that, I mean, for all the stories we feel like we have heard about World War II, there are so many more stories that we haven't heard.
That's right. And again, one of the reasons we're so pleased to be working with the Fisher House is that Fisher House talks about families' love is good medicine. And bringing these families together is really a part of the healing process, and those stories are also shared with each other at the Fisher House, right?
It is, and there's been a development as we've been moving forward with our capital campaign for private funds in Milwaukee to build the Fisher House at the Milwaukee VA. It's an interesting connection between recent passing of some of these veterans, because what will happen is there will be gifts made in honor and memorial, and we receive those, but they're also accompanied by handwritten notes of these family members of these World War II veterans and these Korean and Vietnam veterans. But there were a couple notes that came in from a veteran who passed away from Cudahy, who was in the Battle of Midway on one of the carriers. And these are our neighbors. And very few people knew he was here, about his story, until he passed. And then they selected Fisher House to be their gift in memory of their father and their grandfather because of the honor. And I will tell you, it's a powerful moment when you get this note or from a spouse and saying the love of her life has passed, but she loves and honors everything that he represented for her and the nation. And so you can see it's a natural connection between what the Honor Flight's doing and honoring World War II and now Korean veterans, and then what we're doing to support them now with the need of coverage, health, you know, while they're getting their health and treatment at the VA so their loved ones are close to them.
There is a moment depicted in this book. It's a photograph from Arlington National Cemetery of I think she was a World War II nurse who had dressed up to visit her late husband, thinking of it as going on one last date with him. And it was hard to look at. It was so moving.
Yeah, that was Lucy Cohen. She was an awesome individual and spent a lot of her formative teen years, late teen years, on the front lines in Germany in a ward for what we would now call post-traumatic stress disorder individuals. And it changed her life. She came back to work in the mental health field. But that's a very powerful picture.
What was the greatest challenge in both turning this into a book and turning it into a book that was not 10,000 pages?
It was very difficult. We started with over 15,000 images from the last 5 years of Honor Flights, and it took us months to cull through these images and pare them down, and I still think there's about another 1,000 that we could have added.
<That's right. laughs>
The cover image, I think, says it all. You see a whole row of sailors from Great Lakes Naval Base. They come up, and they've been doing this for many of our homecomings. These young sailors volunteer their time, they come up and they'll stand in a solemn salute, and our World War II veterans get to walk through this row of saluting sailors, and wow, is that a moment. And I've seen many a World War II veteran come off that plane and just have to stop, wipe away the tears, and they salute back. And those of us that are volunteering or the guardians to these veterans, that's a powerful moment. And that's why we picked it to be the cover of this book.
Yeah, there's some great behind-the-scenes pictures that most people never see about Honor Flight. And Renee mentioned, you know, the sense of community and how the community came together. That really is also the story of Honor Flight. This way, we started with a brat fry, right, and raised $250. And as this book goes to press, we've flown 5,000 veterans from around Wisconsin, and that's in thanks to 600 volunteers and just the remarkable support of this community. I think we really touched a nerve because this is everyone's history.
A perfect note to end on. Thank you to all four of you. Best of luck with
this
book.
Yeah, I just want to add, Mitch, that again, thanks to Dan and the Fisher House, half the proceeds from this book will go toward building this Fisher House. I think we're going to try to break ground in the spring, correct, Dan?
April, May is the timeline that we'll be breaking ground.
So we need to raise significant money to help our partners at the Fisher House. No one will regret owning this book. They will pass it on from generation to generation. We're a 100% volunteer-run organization, and 50% of all the proceeds will go to us to continue to fly veterans, and 50% will go to the good people at the Fisher House.
Well, Joe, Dan, Renee, Courtney, thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Joe Dean is the founder of Stars and Stripes Honor Flight. Dan Buttrey is president of the board at Fisher House, Wisconsin. Courtney Lutz is a photographer whose work comprises the new book, Honor Flight, A Visual Journey, and Renee Riddle edited the book. There's a link to more from the book, including how to buy it, from wuwm.com/lakeeffect. A novel also works to connect modern readers to the World War II generation through a real-life newsletter printed in Milwaukee. We'll learn more about it when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.